Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 12th week after the Sunday of Trinity Wednesday. Our scripture reading comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 18 through 22. While he was saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his garment, I will be made well." Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 50. He said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." This gospel from Mark 7, 31 through 37 suggests discussion on the part played by another's faith in our salvation. These men brought the deaf man to Jesus as a fruit of their faith in Jesus. The deaf man made no contribution at all. He played an entirely passive role. We should note at the outset that it is quite impossible to be saved by another man's faith in the sense that the other man does the believing for you and in your place. But it may well happen that through another man's faith, you yourself come to personal faith. In a similar way, the works of another man can help me or influence me to perform works of my own. These people are lying who claim that we can be saved through the works and faith of others. Whether we have personal faith for ourselves or not, it is not so. Unless you derive a personal faith for yourself from God's goodness and mercy, you cannot be saved. This is how the case stands. If you do not have your own personal faith, neither the faith nor work of another man will help you, not even Christ, who is a savior for the whole world. His goodness and his help avails you nothing unless you yourself have faith in him and are thereby enlightened. Therefore, be on your guard against anyone who directs you for help to another's faith. Tell such a would-be helper, "If you want to serve me with your works, make an approach to God and say to him, 'Dear Heavenly Father, through your grace I have come to faith. Therefore, I beseech you, my God, give this poor man faith also.' This could help me, but it is impossible for you to give me your own faith. And even if you could do so, it would help me not at all." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, of all the many gifts which you have bestowed upon us in your grace and mercy, none is more important to us than the gift of faith. Make our faith strong and a powerful source of good works through your holy gospel and for Christ's sake. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.